Turkey's government has actually delayed a key parliamentary vote that could pave the way for tens of thousands of U.S. troops to deploy in southern Turkey in preparation for war with neighboring Iraq. As NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara, Turkish officials are seeking financial guarantees from Washington before they approve any troop deployment.
Turkish cooperation is a vital component in any possible war. The country shares a 150-mile border with northern Iraq. In the event of war, U.S. military planners are hoping to establish a so-called Northern Front, using Turkey as a staging ground. Turkish officials, though, are asking Washington for a financial aid package that may be as high as $15 billion. According to officials here, Turkey's lost more than $100 billion in regional trade revenue since the 1991 Gulf War. So over the weekend, Turkey's foreign minister, Yasir Yakush, came to Washington with some tough demands. Yakush left the U.S. empty-handed, without any solid guarantees. So while U.S. military planners were expecting Turkey's parliament to approve troop deployments tomorrow, the foreign minister called Washington's bluff by delaying the vote. The sooner we can reach an agreement on aid, Yakush said, the sooner we can meet Washington's timetable. We can only consider sending the troop deployment proposal to parliament once we have an agreement with Washington. But according to political analyst Hassan Kuni, the decision to allow U.S. troop deployments is already a done deal, something hammered out between Turkey's powerful military leaders and their counterparts in Washington.
They have very, very strong and tight relations with the Turkish military. And Turkish military is the real ruling power in Turkey.
So any vote now, he says, is simply a formality. Ümit Özdag, director of the Ankara Center for Strategic Studies, agrees. But he adds, Turkish politicians are trying to play hardball.
This is a poker game, I think, now. The Turkish government thinks that they have the good cards in the hand, and now they're playing wait-and-see game.
Because most members of parliament oppose military action in Iraq, the prime minister and the cabinet are having a hard time convincing the legislature to approve the U.S. deployments. According to İlnur Çevik, editor of the Turkish Daily News, the government needs a strong aid package from Washington in order to sell the parliament on cooperating with the United States.
Because what the government will do is, look, gentlemen, we talked to the White House, this is what we got, this is a good deal. You will not suffer whatever you felt you would suffer or what you feared would happen. It won't happen because of this kind of American aid. Now, we all know that that kind of American aid has to be substantial.
And what is a substantial offer?
Look, we need grants in the beginning. If the United States said, okay, gentlemen, here is a $10 billion grant, and we will also facilitate some aid for you at the tune of $20 billion, everything in a package of $20 billion, maybe that would be feasible. But to tell the Turkish public, here is $4 billion for you, and take it or leave it, Turks are not beggars.
But by all accounts, Turkey is already anticipating an influx of U.S. soldiers. More than 1,000 U.S. personnel have already arrived here since January to start upgrading and improving Turkish seaports and bases. At the moment, three high-level U.S. military delegations are in Ankara, hammering out final deals with their Turkish counterparts over who does what and when, if war comes. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.